Greetings and welcome to Bytes of Technology, your weekly glimpse into the abyss at the intersection of commerce and social commodities. In a Houston federal court, JP Morgan Chase Bank, the biggest bank in the states, has sued Landry's, one of the biggest names in regional corporate brand dining. Landry's owns the Downtown Aquarium, the Kima Boardwalk, and the Galveston Island Historic Pleasure Pier, and many, many, many more tourist attractions slash high-priced retail runs. The federal lawsuit is for breach of contract following a 2015 credit card data breach when criminals gained access to consumer credit card data through more than 40 point-of-sale systems at Landry's restaurants like Bubba Gump, Rainforest Cafe, and Saltgrass Steakhouse. The biggest bank is seeking $20 million in costs related to the data breach. European lawmakers are driving internet privacy policy with the General Data Protection Regulation that goes into effect today. You've heard of it, I bet. I bet you've gotten a lot of emails about it in the past 2 weeks or so as internet companies and service providers have scrambled to update their privacy policies to meet the new law. The purpose of the new law is to give consumers more control over the data that companies share about them and to punish companies that don't comply. What does this matter to Houstonians? In this new world, geographical boundaries appear to matter less as most online applications and services are global in nature now. One new big feature of the new law is that you can now ask companies how much info they have on you and request it to be deleted, which might be useful before the next big breach. Earlier this week, Instagram announced it will finally now allow its users to mute posts from people they follow. Muting is the new preferred social media protocol for when you want to remain friendly with someone in real life, but you really don't care to see their posts anymore. The new Instagram feature should be available for users in a few weeks, the company owned by Facebook says. Facebook acquired Instagram in 2012, and 4 years later, in 2016, they restructured how users use the app so that the order of images you see is decided by an algorithm similar to Facebook's newsfeed. This week, Instagram critics, who have wanted their own Instagram feeds restored to the chronological ordering, like the good old days, groaned in unison at the announcement of muting by posting funny GIFs about it on Instagram. Thank you for listening to Bytes of Technology on listener-sponsored, collaboratively produced KPFT. I'm Brandon Muller.